see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the
book. And it is going by the book, family. What's doing it? It's going by the book, exactly. That should count something, don't you think? Because Jesus Christ is coming back and there's no stopping him. Well, family, we're in a supernatural war. And they've got you all thinking about other kinds of things. I'm going to talk about that today. What runs this country with extreme evidence is the Humanist Manifesto. In your government, European government, Scandinavian government, African government, every single one of them, all of them, are ran by the humanist agenda. The Vatican, the Illuminati, inside, outside, you got the Italian on the inside. I've talked about them dozens of times. You talk names and details and so forth that acquired through other researchers. It's virtually irrefutable. And the agenda is centuries old, carried from one generation of the Merovingian bloodline to the next. It is solid of what's going down. Family, they're getting ready to pull some kind of a financial restructuring of some sort. You know, they always plan these things. You could say the same thing in the 1920s and 1930s and the 1950s, the 60s, the 80s, and 90s. You see, God's in control. They're not in control at all. But the further we get away from God, through our laws changing, churches pulling away, pretending to be Christian, and other ways, by letting the humanists, the Freemasons, the secret societies, and those associated with them change the laws, God's going to pull away. And when he pulls away, Satan will start gaining ground because of what we do by our rejection. You know, prayers aren't always answered. We're not obedient to God. Why would God answer prayers of an obedient individual? A disobedient country, a disobedient group. Why would he answer the prayers of those that's disobedient? He won't. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells you why, tells you how. And the Joint Chief of Staff, the government at the highest level, you four-star so-called generals, you have no idea what you're dealing with. When you're dealing with the supernatural, you're being used by supernatural entities that you have no idea what they're capable of. I can tell you that, not blink an eye. But God's in control. And doing good deeds will not get his favor. By being obedient, born again, by following his laws, just like it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it is explicit, and that is the answer that nobody's following. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If that's not done, it don't make one bit of difference what you do, what good deeds you do. You're heading down the drain. It's not going to work. And Satan wants to take you down. Satan has 66 fallen angels that's controlled this world since Nimrod in 7 different areas. Exactly. They call them rays. The preachers and the rabbis and the priests are failing in their jobs, the cathedrals, synagogues, and the churches, but not preparing their parishioners how to deal with the supernatural and spiritual warfare. By using corrupt Bibles, the only one's the King James Bible, and I promise you, there's not one priest, rabbi, or preacher of any level will prove otherwise, not one, from the Pope all the way down to Billy Graham, all the way to Copeland, Joyce Myers, a whole lot of them, will not prove otherwise. It's impossible. How do you prove that all these other Bibles, except for the King James, how do you prove that they're even remotely the same when they're missing verses, missing words by design, by two Freemasons named Wiscott and Hort, with their own letters, how they're going to deceive people in the 1870s, 1890s. And that's a fact. And not one of those I've named will prove otherwise. I can promise you that. Because in this Bible, King James, you got the verses. And over here in the NIV, New American Standard Bible, words in New King James Bible, the ESV, the Jerusalem Bible, the Jehovah's Witness Bible, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just pick one. And you see that this is obvious. In this Bible, NIV, it's missing verses. They're not there. In the King James, you can read the verse. You know, so in one book, you can read the verses, and the other book, they've just been plucked out as if it was never there, not even bothered to renumber them. Now, how do you argue that? Stumped you, didn't I? And how these preachers out here can justify. Well, Sammy Davis Jr. did it best. It's called tap dancing. See? They can't justify it. All they do is tap dance. And God sees their tap dance. He's not happy with it. These are facts, I'm telling you. So, family, he's not happy. And you can definitely say that by using corrupt Bibles. It's a start. That's a big start. How do you conduct a Bible study when you're missing verses? How do you conduct a Bible study when you have, in some scripture it says fornication is a sin, and in the scriptures of the other Bibles, they've taken that word out of their Bible. It's not there. And I talked about this yesterday and last night in Bible study. They took out that one sin called fornication. They just took it out. You know why? Because when they promote the NIV, and the other Bibles that's missing that one word out of the list of sins, 1 Corinthians and Galatians, they've taken that one sin out. You don't read it. It's not there. Fornication is not there. So they promote all the churches to use NIV. The churches under control of the 501c3 are told and ordered by the government because they're under tax-exempt status. That's how it really works. And that's another fact. They order them which Bibles they're going to use, which ones they're not going to use. And the one they're not going to use is the King James Bible. So they must promote the other Bibles. The preachers won't tell you this, but it's a fact. Now, so they get the Freemasons to show the NIV Bible, and they prove to the Freemasons, they prove to others that fornication is not mentioned in the Bible because it's not there. You understand? It's gone. What about that don't people understand? It's gone. They've removed it. Erased. Why that one sin? I'll tell you why. Because the act of fornication opens up a portal for demonic possession. And the royal secret of the Freemasons, 33rd degree, they know that. And the secret projects they have at the Pentagon, in fact, the fornication is used to allow them to have the ability of remote viewing, automatic writing, and such, because they become possessed. This is under classified projects. They have literally classified projects under witchcraft. The Russians did it back in the 1920s. Fornication is also used in the entertainment field before they can get a contract. Bohemian Grove, where a lot of politicians from Reagan to Nixon to Bush, all the rest of them, in fact, attend the Bohemian Grove, which is an occult recreational area for the elite. Fornication also is what homosexuals kind of do, you know. And now they're making it legal, which is definitely against God, because I read the scriptures the other day proving that homosexuality, among the other sins, is a sin. So if you remove fornication out, it doesn't show it as a sin. And that's why. That's why they use the newer Bibles, not the King James. And now the Pope is marrying people that live together. They're going against their own criteria, their own protocol, their own canons. The Pope is doing it. He's a Jesuit. The Black Pope, Adolfo Nicholas, is a Jesuit. The Gray Pope, which is a controlling Pope, is Pepe Orsini. Orsini is Illuminati. He's a Jesuit. You got three Jesuits, man. And so I have it documented. It is documented in the Illuminati's own texts and documentation. They're going to have a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church that the Catholics don't know is coming. And that's why they're trying to pull in the Protestants. Palmer. Saying, all right, Protestants, come on back in. We want you back. The Episcopal, to bring back in the Roman Catholic Church. You know, the one that died in the motorcycle crash recently. They used him to try to bring everybody back, because they're going to re-spiritualize then Christianity, as you know it, to bring in the New Age movement based on humanism. That's their big plan. Y'all get ready. Some heavy rolls are coming. Now, I want to dedicate the broadcast. And when I do, I'm going to jump into it. And my regular listeners, you're going to hear some information you've heard before. But then I got new information. I'm going to talk about the details of the humanist movement that's going to, in fact, control your life. It's going to change life as you know it. And Americans have no clue. I live in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Good old folk, you know, Andy Griffin, et cetera, et cetera. They have no idea what's going to come down on their pack, man. They have no clue what these churches are going to go through. Some churches, a few of them, are there. Some of the preachers know. I've talked to a few, actually. And they know what we're talking about to a certain extent. But they can't talk to their people. These are old-fashioned people, a small town, and a Griffinville. So bring up some of the stuff we're talking about here, some of the issues and thoughts and things would just freak them out. So what's going to happen when it happens? That's a really good question. Because they're going to have a re-spiritualization in the Protestant churches as well. And there's going to be a cleanup, let me tell you. There's going to be a cleanup that these people here in this small little town have no idea. This goes for every other small town once this thing hits. It's going to be massive. And I see the changes coming. The military is making moves. A worldwide economic restructure is... it's right around the corner. But the thing is, when they do it, they don't realize what's going to happen to them. God will protect his people, but those that disobedient to him have not become born again. Whew. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to start giving you some details. I'm going to prove quite a bit today. And ask my regular listeners, bear with me today, for some issues will be repeats, but not entirely all. I'm just going to lay the groundwork to a certain extent, and we'll get through it quickly. It also is recorded, so if you miss something, you go back and hear it. But I'm going to lay the groundwork, and I'm going to kick on out here. And at least hopefully prove to some folks. I think I have some new, listeners, I believe. Also, pull up a second window on your computer screen, if that's what you want to do, in accordance or with my website. And if I bring up an issue, a point, a discussion, something that you say, I don't believe that. Well, first of all, don't believe a thing I tell you. Assume I'm not telling you the truth. And go search it out yourself. Find out for yourself. Do your own research. And you can do it in seconds. Hopefully not less than three sources to come to a conclusion. One source isn't enough. So, that being said, always test the spirit. Always test the knowledge. Always test any declaration or comment made by yourself. You always recheck everything all the time. Because deception is the rule. Also, keep your little paper or something next to you that you can jot down notes if you have to. And by that way, you'll go back to things. Family, the idea is to find the truth. And that's because a deception is rampant. Absolutely. And it's based on the humanist manifesto. It always has been. Every college, every public school, as evidence shows and perfectly demonstrates, are schools of humanism, Marxism, socialism, and always has been. The education system is how they've controlled us since the day you grow up. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't make any difference. It goes back to early 1900s, and even before. Starting in 1776, humanism took control. I've been proving that especially this past 2 weeks on my broadcast. I run a serious broadcast. I don't have a lot of jokes going on here. I don't have a lot of frivolous comments and just buying the time. I throw out fact after fact after fact. And I ask you not to believe them. Sound odd, doesn't it? And to challenge it. Go in with the idea of, I don't believe it. This is too crazy for this guy on the radio to talk. I want you to have that idea. And then I want you to say, I'm going to prove him wrong. I want you to do that. Because I want the truth to be let out. And to challenge everything you hear. You cannot take as evidence what a doctor says from Harvard. You cannot, because Harvard is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations in Tavistock. And the Rockefellers gave millions of dollars in donations. And the Rockefellers created the Council of Foreign Relations, which is, in fact, the proven Illuminati in America. The Illuminati members, in fact, worship Lucifer in ritual, and all the things you see in TV is real. And that's the Council of Foreign Relations. And that's a fact of which Cheney was a director at one time. And he says even openly, that he concealed that. He concealed that from his constituents, that they would not know that he was a former director of the Council of Foreign Relations when he went for office. He admits that. I have a recording of it. Why would he admit that? Why would he even keep it secret? This is something about it that was wrong. Oh, wrong that it is. You understand this? Now, some of y'all, if you can't take what I'm going to talk about today, it upsets your comfortable lives, then you might not want to listen to me. You can live in your comfortable world if you want, and go play golf at Hilton Head if you want to. But that's not going to change the truth. Not going to happen. Because when you come back from Hilton Head playing golf, it's still going to exist. It's still going to exist. So that means you got to go to another game of golf or watch your fancy football game or go out with the boys or something. I don't know. Or go out to the lodge where they're going to lie to you some more. The blood oath. I have the blood oaths of the Freemasons. I can put them on the air anytime I want to. Word for word, exactly what they say when they're at the lodge. And why you lie to your families, I don't know how you do that. I'm a reformed, born again. I did my time of lying and cheating and all that stupid, just absolutely nonsense. But I repented of it. And now I hate it. And I expose it. So let's dedicate the broadcast and get ready. Lord, thank you tonight. Thank you this afternoon, Father, for this broadcast, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity we have in this network. Lord, we lift up to you, Father, the issues we talk about, our effort, Lord, to bring the truth to light. Father, we call upon you to bless us, to accept our, Father, our prayers, and Father, to guide us in the right path. Give us conviction when we fall away. Touch our hearts with your Holy Spirit, Lord, to keep our thoughts pure. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, that, Father, leads us the right path. And Father, gives us the words you want us to read. Gives us the knowledge you want us to know. And, Father, the commandments that we're to follow. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you give us, divine appointments, so we can help others. And, Lord, to confirm what you've given to us, that we hear from others, that, Father, you also give them the same knowledge. We confirm that, Father, we can be watchmen, that we can tell the truth. We can bring out that which is hidden. Father, we do pray for these children that have these afflictions, that, Father, to bring to truth the light about the vaccinations, and, Lord, about the microscopic pills that they have, the microscopic chips that's put in these pills. And, Lord, the effects of the psychotropic drugs, Father, we call upon you to expose this for what it really is, to bring whistleblowers out of the medical field to tell the truth, Father, to expose these lies that's being told at the highest level. Father, we call upon you, Lord, that the 26 suicides per day of our veterans, Father, is being orchestrated. We call upon you, Lord, to expose this agenda. And, Father, to protect their bodies from the psychotropic drugs and protect the bodies of those children that's being wrongly identified as ADHD and being given these medications, Lord, is putting them and killing them. It's causing these suicides. Lord, we call upon you. We need help that you'll touch the hearts of those that know and send power, that they'll become whistleblowers and to spread the truth. We call upon you, Father, to protect those children that have been picked up and imprisoned for these sacrifices coming up in October. Father, this is a bad month. And Lord, to convict these churches of these haunted houses that they have at their churches. To convict them, Father, of the non-celebration of Halloween as a birthday of Satan. That, Lord, convict these church congregations to cancel these events. Father, we call upon you to exalt your holy word in the King James Bible. Lord, to bring an awakening down upon your people. And to bring out the watchers, the watchmen, Lord, to tell the truth and to speak out in the opportunities they have and the ways you can give them in which they can speak out. With divine appointments to help people, Lord. And Father, we call upon you, Father, to touch the hearts of those in the pulpit, those in the synagogues and those in the cathedrals, to pull away from the control of the churches and start getting with the people and teaching the truth and bringing people to salvation through being born again, being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Lord, to have an awakening on the pulpits. The truth of salvation to be brought to bear. And all these things we pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus. And the healings we pray for our people, Lord, that we prayed for in the past. And the healings of families, the healings of individuals. The miracles to happen, Lord, because we're in need. All these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, the Humanist Manifesto rules this nation 1,000 times over some so-called constitution. The constitution they have already eliminated in 1938 by mandate of a federal ruling, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, in a very sneaky way, they rendered the constitution null and void under your noses. They lied. Go ahead and check it out. Now, the presidents of the United States, all of them, you'll find are in the same bloodline, and they're appointed, never elected. FDR confirms this, that presidents are, in fact, appointed, not elected. A computer programmer brought to a court some years ago, Curtis, confirms that they have computer programs that can give one president the edge, and they almost got caught in Florida when Bush and Kerry. You see, Bush and Kerry are cousins. Both of them went to Skull and Bones, and both of them are Luciferians, as they all are. Obama's not a Muslim. He's just like all the rest. He's a Luciferian. Just like Carter, just like Reagan, just like Clinton, even FDR. And I've proven many times his own quotes about how they set up Pearl Harbor, how they planned a military dictatorship, and they always have, and they've always failed so far. I've got evidence of that that I'm hoping I'll show you all today again. And this is to show some folks out there, officially, that a dictatorship has been planned in this country ever since 1860s to 1933 to 1943, 1962-64, 1972-74, 1980s, 1990s, and the year 1999 to 2000 was another dictatorship, and every one of those failed, but they planned for each one. Evidence is clear. It's a Humanist Manifesto is a cause of this. That's how significant it really is. And why did they fail every time? Why do you think? Who's in really control? God is. God's real. If he's not real, why do you even bother to go to church? If you don't think he's real, why do you even go to church? Is it just in case? That means you're lukewarm. It means you might as well not go to church then if you're just lukewarm. Either love God or you don't. If you love him, you're going to be it to him. Yesterday, and I'm going to complete it right now, and then at the second hour, which is approaching already, I'm going to play a series of tapes, videos, audio tapes, testimony to show you how they've controlled your life. And make another point. But in the meantime, right now, I want to go ahead and go into completion so we'll have a track record going into it since yesterday. The Humanist Manifesto that in fact has been controlling this country since 1776. Now, if you're going to control a people, how's the best way to do it? Of course, by politics. That's a given. That's what the Rockefellers have bought out politics, as I explained yesterday, inextricably, perfectly. And the other way is you train them as a child from 5 years old. That's where I'm going to start. And then we're going to go into the remainder of the Humanist Manifesto. But I'm going to bring it home to you. I'm going to put it on your front doorstep. So, since the day you were born, and you were 5 years old, six or whatever, and you enter the first grade, is when it begins. Evidence. First of all, the humanist doctrine. Quote, that both humanism and Marxism and Leninism, socialism, they're all the same. They deny the existence of a God. They deny the existence of a soul. They deny the existence of absolute moral laws. They deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. So they gave you a constitution to placate the people in the 1700s. Always undermining it the whole time with false flags. They deny the sanctity of individual human life. They claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. They believe the traditional family, husband, breadwinner, wife, homemaker, and the children, Ozzie and Harriet. That's the way it used to be, right? Well, there's a reason why. And then they destroyed it beginning in 1945 as planned by social engineers from Tavistock Behavior Think Tank in London. Beginning in 1945, the operation began. That's a fact. So they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace because of the restraints put upon the children by believing in God, believing in the soul, having sovereignty. So they got to destroy it to bring about world peace because you won't have any more conflicts. John Dewey was a humanist. He is also the father of American public education. That's a fox in the hen house. Quote, Charles Francis Potter, humanist, year 1930, he said, and I quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. Humanist Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Horace Mann, in 1830s, 1840s, he said, and I quote, what the church has been for medieval man, the public school, and that would be the Dark Ages. What the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good, unquote. Herbert London, January 1987, he said, and I quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. That'd be 1960s he's talking about. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. Every college university, I've named them for you before, of the major ones, Harvard, MIT, George Washington University. We're talking the highest level of colleges that you can even think of and name. University of Rochester, Duke University is one of the worst. Carolina, in North Carolina. Wake Forest, every single one. The Vanderbilts fit right on in there. Freemasons keep control, the churches and the schools. Eastern Stars, man, get out of there. Renounce that blood oath. It's keeping you from heaven. It's keeping you from being saved. It's keeping you down because you've taken a blood oath against God. You have agreed in the name of God to lie. If you want to challenge that, I can read all 3 degrees blood oaths on the air. I've done it before. I can do it again. word for word, exactly like it said at the lodge. Now, I got something else for you. It's a fact. It is documented in the Illuminati's own protocols. They're going to execute and eradicate every Freemason once they have total control of the dictatorship. It's coming. Once they have total control, no matter who you are, if you're a Freemason on the rolls in any small town, middle-sized town, or big town, they're going to eradicate your life because they don't need you anymore. They don't want you around. They have their own replacements. And that's a fact. It's documented. Chapter 15 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Look it up right now and you'll find it. And that's a real document. If the Master Mason tells you it's not, he's a liar. Coming from the pit of hell. Challenge him. Now, you probably won't go back to the lodge. I kind of guarantee you that. Because, see, they'll turn their back on you the second you challenge them. They'll destroy your life. That's how they're brothers. Until they don't like you anymore, then they destroy you. And I have a 3-page essay. Comes from another Mason that tells you how they do it. I've covered that before in the air, and I can do it again. Quote, Georgia Ann Geyer, the percentages of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities. You find that in Marxism Thriving on American Campuses, the Denver Post, 1989, on page Roman numeral 8. Georgia Ann Geyer was a syndicated columnist under a Luciferian by the name of Billy Bob Clinton, former president. Just like Jimmy Carter. Luciferian, because he in fact has his name on the Global 2000 report for depopulation. Includes vaccinations and the elimination of tens of thousands of people. And all that does is continue on with a report by Kissinger and Alexander Haig in SS 200 depopulation plan. What do you think depopulation means? That means taking out the population. Now, as a matter of fact, I have it documented. William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955, he was a truth teller. He says, I quote in his book, the increase of the world's population, once they've got control of the cultures, they've mass medicated, which has started in 1900 with fluoridation. I proved that last week. The combining of the races, mass medication, fluoridation, they've got it different ways now. He said, and I quote, then the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers that will result from unrestricted births, despite the fact that starvation and the want are brought about by diabolical controls. Unquote. In other words, the famine being produced today is not by population. The famine is being orchestrated by the Illuminati. Begin quote, the king despot will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. His efficiency experts, will advise him how many of each type of human should be born. Selected males, picked for their mental and physical features, will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Women who have been specially selected will be used as human incubators, and extensive experiments have already been carried out behind the Iron Curtain, in this field of science for the past 37 years. That means it would take it back to 1920s, because this book is written in 1955. After these steps of the diabolical conspiracy have been accomplished, it will be a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God from the human mind by scientific brainwashing, systematically applied. That's where your microchip comes in and your digital tattoo. Now, there's a lawsuit going on where a lesbian couple, white couple, lesbians, are suing the sperm bank because they acquired a black kid because they had to do it by in vitro. And it said, oops, oh, we made a mistake. And they're suing the sperm bank. They have already, as I read to you, a report, a medical report, about making an artificial womb. It's already, they've already done it. They've already accomplished it. And in fact, if you look up right now, right this very minute, National Geographic, October 2013 issue, do it right now. Changing Faces of America. They have now accomplished the diversity that was planned back in 1425 of combining all the races worldwide into one culture is now accomplished here in America. And they'll protect that race. The report is there with pictures. Everything is there. It's a fact. Deny it if you want. Go play golf at Hilton Head and play with your quarterbacks in fancy football if you want to. Now go watch, I don't know, Days of Our Lives, something or another. But it will not go away. When you come back, he'll still be there. Or go play solitaire on the TV or computer. It don't matter whether you win or lose solitaire. When you finish playing it, it'll still be there. There's no escaping the truth. You can hide from it. You can pray that the stones fall down upon you, but don't make it go away. But Jesus Christ will when he comes back. This is what's going on today in this world. Now, we brought 10,000 Nazis over in 1945. One part of the 10,000 Nazis included Adolf Hitler, that was in South America and also Argentina, excuse me, and America. He was here. He never died, like they said. He is in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth, Stalin, and Churchill. They're all second cousins. Family, the humanist agenda is massive. It's evidentiary when Churchill, who's the Knights of Malta, secret society, is documented as being responsible for the murder and the death of 1,200 lives aboard the Lusitania, working with J.P. Morgan. I have it from historians. The foulest act of murder ever committed on the high seas by Churchill and J.P. Morgan. The same goes for FDR. Churchill, the Japanese elite, the Illuminati Mitsui, planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. You understand what I'm saying here? I got quotes from FDR confirming, to hell with American people as far as democracy is concerned. It doesn't exist, never did, and we'll never let it happen that way, unquote. Behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, and one congressman named Senator Lundeen copied down the whole quote. I'm just giving you two sentences of it. This is what's really going on. Now go ahead and play golf down at Hilton Head. When you come back, that quote will still be there, and it'll still be bona fide, pure fact. And if people are going to start facing these facts and see what's really going on. Now, they say, for example, that there's possible, for example here, There's possible Ebola contacts now, up to 80 in America. Here comes the vaccines. Well, interestingly enough, I found a little report. It goes back to 2009. I found very interesting. Matter of fact, I got several here. Did you know in 2009, the same official reporting agencies, under the control of the Council of Foreign Relations, reported in 2009, and people sometimes forget these things. I don't forget these things. I keep track of them. Did you know that the swine flu deaths in 2009 topped 250,000 people? Did you know that? The death worldwide from 2009 influenza, H1N1, swine flu, pandemic was likely to be near 280,000 people, 15 times more than 18,500 reported from confirmed lab tests. Now, did I miss something back then? In 2009, did you ever hear of 280,000 people die in the swine flu pandemic of 2009? So what planet was they on? Because it wasn't on this planet. So what's going on here? Globally, they say it was 201,200 respiratory deaths, ranging from 105,700 to 395,083,000 cardiovascular deaths, 46,179,900 associated with 2009 pandemic flu virus. And 80% of the respiratory cardiovascular deaths were in people younger than 65 years old. 59% occurred in Southeast Asia and Africa. Really? Boy, I must have slept through that. And in the accompanying editorial, Cecil Vaboud, or whatever his name is, of the National Institute of Health and Lone Samosin, I think they put these names here so I can't pronounce them, y'all, of George Washington University. Oh, George Washington University is Illuminati College. I got it listed right here in the Council of Foreign Relations rolls of 1993. Let me make sure. Harvard is mentioned as Illuminati, Council of Foreign Relations. Harvard, Yale, Princeton University, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, of course, Johns Hopkins University. Is these high enough for you? Okay. University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York. Oh, look at there. And George Washington University. Right there it is in black and white. So that means whatever is written, whatever medical journal comes out of these colleges is virtually worthless because they belong to the Illuminati. They belong to secret societies, and they are liars. Because they're controlled by the Humanist Manifesto that I just read y'all. That's another fact. And that's the short list. Coming at you. So back in 2009, I'm not sure what planet they're coming. Is this Earth that they were talking about here? I guess it was. What else they got for me here? Well, let's see. I just kept looking. And in April the 28th, 2009, article I found, regular flu has killed thousands since January. So, between January, February, March, April, 3 months, the swine flu in America killed thousands. I don't know. Since January, more than 13,000 have died of complications from seasonal flu. 13,000 people in America. Worldwide, annual, from the flu, estimated 250,000 to 500,000. 9 out of 10 flu deaths were among people older than 65. You see, now, don't that make you want to get a vaccine that's got the formaldehyde in it, the mercury, the aluminum salts, Trimisterol. Well, I just can't wait to get mine. And it's free. Imagine that. Family, I know the studies and the plans that they scare you into getting a flu shot. And that was to start the pandemic. By Cytoline Storm. C-Y-T-O-L-I-N-E. Now, why would they want to do that? I can tell you exactly why. Matter of fact, it won't be me telling you. It'll be somebody else. Somebody that's been this national security advisor for a long time. I'll let him tell you why. Exactly why. With their own words.
It's politically awake.
Zinoviev Brzezinski, the murderer.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
How much evidence do y'all want? Why don't you go visit the boy and have tea with him, let him tell you then. Will that satisfy you? Man, I'm so tired of this sometimes, I just want to strangle somebody. You know what I mean? You heard what I said. But I'd never do that, because God wouldn't like it. But people so doggone it, just won't listen. They won't check it out themselves. Okay. There is an agenda. It's solid. Objectives, criteria, discussions, who? Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, the United Nations representatives, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, and the Gorbachev Foundation. All meet together in what's called a round table. Once they've had their little meetings, they come together in what's called a round table with their representatives, and they discuss what we're talking about right now. But a little different approach. Approach is to pretty much support what Zinoviev Brzezinski just told you. Exactly. And it's based on the Humanist Manifesto. They have to legalize drugs. They want to bring drugs for mass medication. We know at the CDC head, back in 2008, when was it, 2008? I don't have the thing right in front of me right now. Yes, I do. The CDC chief admitted that vaccines trigger autism. It's back 2008. Had mercury. And we know that triggers autism. They've been trying to hide that for the longest time. You can't trust these doctors because they're under the Humanist Manifesto. They're under control by the secret societies. Did you know that between 2006 and 2009, that 300 microbiologists died. Various different methods and ways. 300. in about a 3-year period. And different methods. City chief admitted that vaccines trigger autism. Julia Gerberding, G-E-R-B-E-R-D-I-N-G. And she was on CNN with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, whatever his name is, that sounds like G-U-P-T-A, to discuss the Hannah Poling case. They admitted that vaccines triggered autism.
To a special edition of
Whoa, Call. Well, that was it there. I'm going to talk about that in more detail tomorrow. I'm going to do some additional searching before I do it. But my own knowledge of this, autism is produced through the vaccines. And the CDC, Dr. Gerberding, confirmed it one time back in 2008. They've been trying to cover that up ever since. I also know for a fact that HIV was produced in a laboratory in Fort Detrick, Maryland, under classified projects in 1979, 1978, and that's admitted now too. And I also know that the Ebola and the Guillain-Barré syndrome was based on immune deficiency virus based on HIV. It's all connected for depopulation. Now, I did a little research not too long ago, and they have, it really needs to be looked at, trying to find a cure for Fragile X. You have Fraxa Research Foundation, and this needs to be looked at. The most common inherited cause, they say, of autism and intellectual disabilities worldwide, they're talking about DNA. They're talking about an inherited disease of sort. One gene in the brain shuts down. It's what's called Fragile X, the most common inherited cause of intellectual disabilities and autism. So there's a conflict going on here about autism being caused by mercury in the vaccines, which is admitted by the CDC, and finding a cure for Fragile X. I said, well, that's interesting. It does need to be looked at. But I did some more searching. Now, go back to what I said. They've got to, when they're doing the mass medication of a population, I'd indicated this before. I quote the Illuminati's own planning, and they say, Red Fog Over America, quote, Red Fog of America, 1955, by William G. Carr. After the nations have been merged into an international state, New World Order, the directors then intend to crown the head of head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That's the Antichrist. Continuing, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed, after they do that, they'll proceed next to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races together in a marriage. Quote, this experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm, World Health Organization head, 1948-1953, quote, has advocated on Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. Unquote. So that way they have no more conflict. It's what they want. So they create conflict between the races over the generations. So you'll not want conflict anymore. So then you'll say, well, we really need to have peace. And they'll say, oh, we have it for you. That's called the dialectic. To bring us under a one world government. That's how the CFR, the humanists, plan this. Especially in America. Now, quote, the next step of the diabolical plan would be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters. This is to be accomplished by mass medication Experiments along these lines have already been conducted extensively since the year 1900, as was told previously. And I've explained that before in my previous broadcast, how they used fluoridation, which fit perfectly in the phase of conspiracy. Fluoridation mixed with the aluminum, fluorine and aluminum causes fluorosis. It's caused a disease that they didn't tell you about back in the 40s and 50s. Now, it goes into the world's population. Now, what's that got to do with this autism? Well, you see, they've got to make legal marijuana. That's where these little e-cigarettes come from. So they get you off the cigarettes, put you on the e-cigarette, which is nicotine-free based. And those little cigarettes, they got electronic cigarettes and whatever these new shops opening up and so forth. And they're trying to make legal marijuana. Well, marijuana, if you haven't figured it out already, is a medication. It makes you high. If you don't believe me, ask Cheech and Chong. You ever been to college back in the 60s and 70s and 80s? They have marijuana, makes them high. If you don't know that, don't try it, because it will make you high. They made it illegal. But then they let out that it cures certain diseases. So people demand that the government make it legal marijuana. Well, now they put the marijuana in e-cigarettes, you got yourself mass medication on steroids, no pun intended. That's the plan. Now, here's what I also found. I played a little hunch. And sure enough, it says that marijuana will more than likely help those with Fragile X. So I'd say that's justification to legalize marijuana. These people are sneaky, and they're fooling good people and giving them false hope just so they can legalize marijuana. Because if you look at the reports, they specifically mention Fragile X being cured by marijuana. Y'all pick up your jaw off the floor here anytime you want to now. But I'm hot on their trail. And that ticks me off that they take good people, people that want to try to get better, just so they can pass their agenda of legalized marijuana so they can start mass medicating the population. But that's not all. When they legalize marijuana, the next step will be to release all the felons when they close the prisons that's under marijuana. Then they're going to change the records of those hardcore criminals that's going to be in your national police force, already being done, to be just that. They'll change it to marijuana charges. And if you're telling me that they're not corrupt, then I say you better watch some more of, you get more out of with Wizard of Oz than you believe in fantasy. Because almost all the police departments today are corrupt through the Freemasonry. That's how the world really works. So they're linking up marijuana with curing Fragile X and autism. That's what I found. Amazing, huh? What they're trying to do? How they're trying to pull this thing off? Quite amazing. What they're doing. Oh, there it is. 27th of September, 2012. It says, the title of the article is Marijuana, Like Chemical, May Help Autism and Fragile X Syndrome Symptoms. American European researchers have found that increasing natural marijuana-like chemicals in the brain may help correct behavioral issues related to autism. Danielle Piomelli of UC Irvine and Oliver Mazzoni of INSERM, the French National Research Agency, led the study, which could result in treatments of anxiety and cognitive defects in individuals with Fragile X syndrome, the most common known genetic cause of autism, according to a press release by UV Irvine. That's how they're going to try to get marijuana legalized. When you get marijuana legalized, they're going to put it in e-cigarettes underneath, and all you got is your water pipe underneath your chin. Cheech and Chong will be in heaven, but not really, because they're going to end up in hell. Quote, when another mother, Diette Spurgeon, saw her 20-year-old son begin smoking marijuana, she quickly accepted it as she saw that it was improved his sociability, vocabulary, and calmed his anxiety, according to marijuana.net. She said he was able to have her first conversation with her son because of marijuana. Boy, they are sneaky, sneaky. Now, the problem is, one drug leads to another. Antidepressants are being given erroneously for erroneous determinations of ADHD. There's no such thing as ADHD. Children are young. Children at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old are hyper because they're children. They knock things over. They have an attention deficit of some kind because they're young. Their mind goes, that's normal. But they want to get those drugs in your kids. And then the mother says, oh, my kid's so much better now. Yeah. You got antidepressants in them. Suicide rate is off the skyline, man. It's off the page. 26 suicides per day of our troops when the troops come back. And 80% of the suicides is not from post-traumatic stress. Because 80%, they found out, have never been deployed. Never been to combat. I'm sorry, 60% never been deployed, and 80% never seen combat of the suicides going on today. But they're given pills of antidepressants. What does that do? Well, it's time to use a sledgehammer here. I'm going to give you a sledgehammer. Here we go.
This is 911. Who is this? Where is your sister? What is she trying to do? Take pills?
What? No, my dad told me.
Hold on, tell me.
Our beautiful little girl Candace died by hanging 4 days after ingesting 100 milligrams of Zoloft.
Matt violently and with great difficulty took his own life.
She ended the night by cutting her wrist.
I found Jacob hanging from the rafter in our attic.
It wasn't the disease that caused my daughter to viciously mutilate herself. It was the drug.
These parents believe the drug companies had evidence there were risk, but never told them.
I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Caitlin Elizabeth McIntosh. Well, it's actually only a two-dimensional image of her, but it's all I have left. She died of suicide at age 12 years, 3 months. Just 8 weeks after being put on Paxil and then Zoloft.
Our daughter Julie had been excited about college and had scored 1,300 in her SATs several weeks before her death. Instead of picking out colleges with our daughter, my wife and I had to pick out a cemetery plot for her. Instead of looking forward to visiting Julie at school, we now visit her grave.
On September 9, 2001, in a state of confusion and hopelessness, I put a .38 Special Smith & Wesson revolver under my chin and pulled the trigger.
I went from being a shy and mildly depressed but never suicidal kid to being overcome with thoughts of hurting and killing myself while on the SSRI drugs, thoughts which I acted on.
He told me, I cannot stand the way this drug makes me feel. 2 days later, he committed suicide.
How do you erase the picture of your child trying to run in front of a moving car?
Would you people put your children on this drug? Would you take it yourselves?
A lot of the people who spoke this morning, the picture that was presented of their child or someone they knew was not someone who was very, very ill. It was someone who had relatively minor type findings who are put on these drugs with terrible consequences.
Dr. David Healy is a world-renowned expert on antidepressant drugs, and he joins me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me. I actually use drugs to treat people who've got problems with their nerves. I used them when they came out first, and I use them still. And GPs prescribe them in good faith because they think these things are really harmless.
Yes.
When, in actual fact, they aren't.
I think what's happening is we're not just picking up people who were ill and need to be treated. We've gone way, way beyond that and are actually making people ill.
To ask the question of what kind of society have we become when increasingly it seems pharmaceutical companies can get drugs on the market which haven't been shown to work and which have been claimed to be safe and effective when they aren't.
Oh, this is about money. This is not about science.
The pharmaceutical industry has systematically misled physicians and patients.
The bottom line, we don't really know what these drugs are doing in real live human beings. When you look at all of the documents, you see a pattern of misleading doctors who then unwittingly mislead patients. This is a betrayal of the public trust in physicians behind the scenes by the industry, and it must stop.
Harvard psychiatrist Joseph Glenn Mullen consults for lawyers suing antidepressant manufacturers. He prescribes these drugs to patients, but says he closely monitors them because he's seen extreme and dangerous reactions in some patients.
People who were not suicidal before I put them on the drug, who very clearly became agitated, sleepless, restlessness, and completely preoccupied with suicidal thoughts. And when I took them off the drug, it went away.
2 years ago, 16-year-old Corey Badsgard took a rifle to his high school and held 23 classmates hostage.
Describe around that time how you were feeling.
In the morning, I didn't feel like going to school. I felt sick, didn't feel like really, you know, like I could get up very well. And so I went back to bed, and next thing I remember, I'm in juvie, in the detention center where I used to live.
And no doubt that the medication did this. I mean, he had amnesia, you know, hallucinations earlier. Abnormal dreams, which are all side effects of the medication.
That morning, Corey was on a mix of antidepressants prescribed for what doctors called situational depression. His father says the pills turned Corey from a sensitive teenage boy to a volatile marauder, susceptible to blind rage.
He was never a violent kid. I mean, he's always been a good kid, loved us, hugged us all. You know, he's never watched violent videos, and until medication, he started, you know, after that, then we realized that he was having aggression problems and, you know, it was out of character.
At Fox News, we found the Badsgard story with antidepressants compelling, so we investigated further. We found a disturbing number of recent school shooters were either on medication or were experiencing withdrawal.
The list includes 15-year-old Kip Kinkle withdrawing from Prozac when he shot 22 classmates, killing two, after murdering his mother and stepfather at his home in Springfield, Oregon. 18-year-old Jason Hoffman on Effexor and Celexa when he opened fire at his California high school, wounding five. 15-year-old Sean Cooper on a mix of antidepressants when he shot students in Idaho. 15-year-old T.J. Solomon, also on a mix of antidepressants, when he aimed his shotgun at classmates in Conyers, Georgia, wounding six. And 17-year-old Eric Harris, on Luvox, when he and partner Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher in the bloodiest school massacre yet, Columbine.
One of the things that in the past we have known about depression is that it very, very rarely leads to violence. It's only been since the advent of these new SSRI drugs that we have murderers, sometimes even mass murderers, taking antidepressant drugs.
What's going to happen to you when some months or some years up the road you actually try to halt this drug?
You have these sudden electrical jolts.
Electric shock sensation.
I couldn't walk.
Incredibly fatigued.
I could hardly talk.
I used to get the shakes.
Pins and needles.
Extreme vertigo.
Violent dizzy spells.
I fainted a couple of times.
Chest pains.
I couldn't sleep.
Stomach spasms.
Migraine headaches.
The nervousness.
Racing thoughts.
Anxiety attacks.
Heightened emotional sensitivity.
Crying spells.
I was very angry.
I was in actual physical pain from these zaps. I mean, they just go through your whole body. And it's not only the zaps and getting sick, it just feels like all the panic attacks that you've missed from taking the drug are now bottling out of you like at an uncontrollable rate.
Doctors are told, our drugs don't cause withdrawal. They cause something called discontinuation syndrome, but that's transient and mild. Don't worry about it too much.
Physicians miss that ultimately they're the consumers, but there's this weird market here because I consume by putting pills in your mouth, and you're the one who's going to have to suffer the consequences of things if they go wrong.
That's all true, family. Now they got another October the 1st, 2014. But see, they're trying to show you that vaccinations don't cause autism, doesn't cause these things, because they're getting ready to come up with a false pandemic. October the 1st, 2014, they come up with another bunch of garbage. Spacing between sibling births is tied to autism. Could the spacing between birth of children have a link to an increased risk of autism? A new study suggests that there may be more to it than previously known. Family, these are liars from the pit of hell. And I'm going to tell you why. Doctor, for example here. Most importantly, it's important that parents understand that odds for autism are extremely low, even when pregnancies are close together or far apart, says outside expert Dr. Andrew Asman. Really? Let me tell you about another doctor. How about this doctor from Harvard? Does that sound a little bit credible? A doctor from Harvard University, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor, 1973. He echoed ideas and about education to 2,000 teachers as witnesses in an auditorium. And this so-called doctor, Chester Pierce, medical doctor of Harvard University, said to these 2,000 teachers, and I got the quote exactly, he said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Unquote, Chester M. Pierce. Now, I'm going to tell you why these so-called doctors that are credible or not credible. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Now follow me here. Quote, "After a series of memorized questions and answers, the candidate for Freemasonry enters the hall where the members are assembled. As the candidate enters," quote, "through steps, the senior deacon at the same time pressing his naked left breast with the point of the compass, asked the candidate for Freemasonry, 'Did you feel anything?' And he's supposed to answer, 'I did.' The senior deacon to the candidate of Freemasonry says, 'What was it?' And the answer he's supposed to give is a torture. The senior deacon says to him then, this new, and every degree, depends what degree they get certain these steps, says, I quote, 'As this torture to your flesh, so may it ever be to your mind and conscience if ever you should attempt to reveal the secrets of Masonry unlawfully,'" unquote. Now, after, is that brainwashing or not? Yes, I thought so. After a prayer, the master of the lodge asked the candidate, quote, "In whom do you put your trust?" The candidate is supposed to answer, "In God." The master Mason then takes the candidate by the right hand and says, quote, "Since in God you put your trust, arise, follow your leader, and fear no danger," unquote. Now, after they lead them out and blindfold, still blindfolded, around the lodge three times, the master, grandmaster, third degree, asks him from whence he came and whence he's traveling. So this Freemason candidate answers, "From the west, traveling to the east." So the master then says, "Why do you have the west travel to the east?" and the candidate is told to answer in search of light. And he'll say to him, from whence the light come from? When you study it a little further, you find out later in the part about Shriners, when you learn about Shriners, the East refers to Mecca. Really? And the answer I'm giving you is yes, it does. That's what they say. Mecca and Saudi Arabia. A little connection there, huh? The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. People don't know that. Now, Mecca and Saudi Arabia is the holy city in Islam. And it shows conclusively that Freemasonry, the philosophical base, is Eastern mysticism. So now, when they go through all this part, the Freemason candidate then kneels, assuming a position with the legs that symbolizes a Masonic square and compass. It's like yoga. That's what the yoga symbols or the positions of the body is for, possession. Possession of a demonic entity. That's what they're for. Well, the candidate will assume a yoga position. Looks like a Masonic square and compass. And here's the words they say. They're told to answer these words. They memorize them. The Master Mason says, quote, we'll use Jones as a possible candidate. Mr. Jones, Mr. Dr. Jones, huh? You got my idea here. Mr. Jones, you're now placed in a proper position to take upon you the solemn oath or obligation of an entered apprentice Mason, which I assure you is neither to affect your religion or politics. Well, there's the first lie. If you're willing to retake it and repeat your name and say after me, he'll say the following, word for word. Quote, I, Jones, whatever his name is, T. Jones, something Jones, Terry Jones, of my own free will and accord, in the presence of Almighty God, you hear what I said? That's what they say. And this worshipful lodge of free and accepted Masons, dedicated to God, and held forth to the holy order of St. John, do hereby, hereon, most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear that I will always, hell, ever conceal, never reveal any part or part or any arts or arts, point or points of the secret arts and mysteries of ancient Freemasonry, which I have received and about to receive or may hereafter be instructed in, to any person or persons to the known world. Now, this very lengthy affirmation goes on as the initiate promises not to write, print, stamp, stain, hew, cut, carve, indent, paint, engrave any of the Mason's secrets on anything, movable or immovable. They don't miss a thing. Under the canopy of heaven, whereby, whereon, the least letter, figure, character, mark, stain, shadow, or resemblance of the same may become legible or intelligible to myself or any person in the known world whereby the secrets of Masonry may be unlawfully obtained. In other words, the deepest secrets of Masonry are never to be printed, only handed down from Mason to another, or ancient oral rituals. But see, it don't stop there, because they're talking about any secrets that the Masons are under. If there's a doctor, politician, scientist, whatever it is, they can't reveal anything. Now, the Bible says in Matthew 5:34, since they go by the book, right? But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, and by earth, but let your statement be yea, yea, or nay, nay, and anything beyond this is of evil. There's no misinterpreting that. Now, I'm going to stop here when I give you the first degree oath. Every degree from 1st to 32 degrees has different oaths that are just as worse as the next. This is the first one. They say, quote, the oath for the first degree concludes with these three words, with these words. What they will say, quote, to all of which I do solemnly swear, sincerely, solemnly and sincerely promise and swear, without the least equivocation, mental reservation, or evasion of mind in me whatever, binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, my body buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, so help me, G-O-D, and keep me steadfast in due performance of the same, unquote. That's what they say. They'll never tell their family this. So that means if the family asks, he's going to lie to them. You lie when you tell your kids that there's a Santa Claus. You've lied to them. Have you repented of that lie when you become born again? A lie is a lie. There's no such thing as a color-coded lie, or a candy-coded lie, or crossing your fingers, or crossing your feet and your fingers. Or lying and then say, Lord, sorry I lied, but I lied anyway. It don't work that way. Matter of fact, the second degree, the same oath at the end of the thing is this one. When you become a second degree, quote, the penalty for violation of oaths is as follows. Begin quote of the what they say. Binding myself under no less penalty than to have my left breast torn open, my heart and vitals taken out from this and thrown over my left shoulder and carried in the valley of Jehoshaphat, there to become prey to the wild beasts of the field and vulture of the air, if ever I should prove willfully guilty of violating any part of this, my solemn oath or obligation of a fellow craft mason, so help me, G-O-D, and keep me steadfast in due performance the same. Do you tell your family that you say these oaths? The third degree is just as bad and gets worse as you go up. Now, what's my point of giving you all that? That's why the doctors won't tell you what's going on. That's why the Joint Chief of Staff, under the oath of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, and Jesuits of the Roman Catholic Church, are under worse oaths. You can find it yourself and read it yourself. Rick Joyner, General Boykin, Wesley Clark have taken these oaths as a Rhodes Scholar, as a member of the Knights of Malta, and you would never know it. They're all humanists. They're all Freemasons and secret society members. 90% of Freemasons underneath the 32nd degree and below don't have a clue about what I'm talking about. Because they never ask the questions. If they were to start asking the questions, they'll be ousted out of the Freemasons and probably blackballed, fired, or whatever. Their career destroyed and ruined, and they know that. That's why nobody ever raises any problems with it. They will murder. Depending on how level and what you know. It will happen. It has before. Now, you're wondering, well, what in the world now is humanism? Unless you've already left the broadcast, and then you wouldn't hear me in the first place, the second place. So I told you, people can't handle this. But you can't leave it, because it's here to stay. Evidence is clear. Just people are not connecting dots. Now, they're getting ready to pull something. I don't know what it is. But they've got, even in Mount Airy, they've got military helicopters flying around. Never seen that before. I've gotten rumors of a financial restructuring going on in the world in the next couple weeks. Family are getting ready to pull something. I don't know what they're getting ready to pull. Whatever it is, it's not good. Even if it is good, that means there's something nasty coming. Jesus Christ is coming back first, after all this. Excuse me. But there's going to be tribulation. So, what do humans do? Now, what I was going to do today, and I may not have the time, I'll do it tomorrow, about showing you how this country, have they been trying over and over and over to have a dictatorship. I'll give you the evidence tomorrow. Today's not a good time. And I'll continue on with this humanist manifesto. I got 30 more minutes to go. maybe 40. But you need to know what these people are up to. Yesterday, I covered some of the details about traditional basic system of the Bible, God's system, and the comprehensive belief system of humanism. I'm going to continue that. God has made man in his image, spirit, soul, and body, to be in fellowship with him. That's what we're here for. Humanism teaches that man is an animal, soul and body, needs only be rightly related to him, with himself. God is supreme being. But humanism denies the existence of God. And don't forget what I said. Every public school is a school of humanism. Every college university has taken in the Marxist, socialist, and humanist agenda. Immediately, every college university in America. And they got a resident Marxist scholar to oversee the curriculum. Any teachers is teaching out of it, away from it, to be fired or warned. That's why they put a lot under the control of Freemasonry. They're under a blood oath to keep quiet. See how it works? God is a supreme being, therefore faith and trust are in him. But humanism teaches that man is a supreme being, therefore faith and trust is in man. Well, that's really went well lately, hadn't it? God does not change. There's certainty. Therefore, the system includes law, which defines certainty. But humanism teaches there's no certainty because there's constant change. It's evolution. And therefore, law must be continually changed to the whims of men who's the supreme being. That's where Genesis 3:2:2 comes from. Man to become as God. That's where Rupert, interviewer of Kerry and Bush, said, ask him about 3:2:2, which is Genesis 3:2:2. Man to become as God. And they wouldn't tell him over the air. So that's a secret. We can't tell you. What is a secret? You say God is supernatural, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That means he is all-powerful, he is present everywhere, and his knowledge of everything. Well, humanism teaches that psychic phenomena to give man, which is a supreme being, the sense feeling of being supernatural. Now, where is this taught, really? Who else teaches this? Well, they teach in school that we're all gods. Where do they teach this, that mankind is a god? Where do you think they would teach it? How about high-level preachers that's got tens of thousands in their congregation? You think that's believable? That people be brainwashed believing that they're gods?
God came from heaven, became a man, made man into little gods, went back to heaven as a man. He faces the Father as a man. I face devils as the Son of God. You see what I'm talking about? You say, Benihin, am I a little God? You're a son of God, aren't you? You're a child of God, aren't you? You're a daughter of God, aren't you? What else are you? Quit your nonsense. What else are you?
I am.
If you say I am, you're saying I'm a part of him, right?
Yes.
Is he God?
Yes.
Are you his offspring?
Yes.
Are you his children?
Yes.
You can't be human.
He doesn't even draw a distinction between himself and...
Never, never. You never can do that in a covenant relationship.
Do you know what else that has settled, Ben, tonight? This hue and cry and controversy that has been spawned by the devil to try and bring dissension within the body of Christ, that we're gods. I am a little God.
Yes. Yes.
I have his name. I'm one with him. I'm in covenant relation.
Yes.
I am a little God.
Critics, you are anything that he is.
Yes.
God's reason for creating Adam was his desire to reproduce himself.
I mean a reproduction of himself. And in the Garden of Eden, he did that. He was not a little like God. He was not almost like God. He was not subordinate to God even. And Adam is as much like God as you could get. Just the same as Jesus, when he came into the earth, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He wasn't a lot like God. He's God manifested in the flesh. And I want you to know something. Adam in the Garden of Eden was God manifested in the flesh.
Joyce Meyer says the same thing. This is how they're doing it. You see, that's the humanist manifesto. And Satan, Lucifer, said, I'm God. Well, that didn't go over so well. That's why he's went from Lucifer to Satan. We're children of God. But we're not gods. The Secret Societies 322 says, we're gods. We're supermen. Well, I got news for him. We're not. Never will be. Sons of God? Yes. Children of God? Yes. Gods run around? No. And no billionaire like Copeland's going to say otherwise. It'd be true. It'd be false. It's coming from the churches. It's coming from the schools. We have to ultimately answer directly to God for our actions. But humanism teaches the individual need only answer to himself. He is his own judge. Remember, they're going to shut down the prisons when they have total control. They're going to release all the felons in the population because no longer in need of prisons. That's the humanist manifesto. Can you imagine the implications of what that's going to happen about? You think immediately the felons are going to rehabilitate themselves once they get out of prison? Really? Life after death. But humanists deny life after death. Lying is wrong, the Bible says. But humanists say that lying is a relative term and therefore it doesn't exist. Person thinks it's okay, the end justifies the means. There is a devil, there's a Satan. If you believe in God, you certainly believe there's a Satan, because Satan is the adversary to God. He gives us that choice. But they deny the existence of a devil, Satan. God's name should not be profaned. But humanism allows profaning God's name since it's just an expression. God does not exist. Man's basically evil, separated from God, and God has to determine a set of values for him. It's called the Ten Commandments. But humanism teaches man is basically good, therefore is able to determine his own best values for himself. Now, I covered a lot of this yesterday. And you can go back and one thing it said was, and that's what's going on today, especially now with reports of teachers having sexual relations with students and so forth, is where there's jealousy, suspicion, and strife, there's disorder and every evil thing in Christianity and the Bible. But humanism teaches that question the decisions of those in authority, teach your parents and role, place strife and contention. So now they're showing you how the teachers are taking away the rights of the students in all kinds of ways. They want you to know that. God's established an order framework that within which there is a governing authority which provides peace and tranquility. But humanism teaches that man's peace and tranquility is within himself, and therefore he's his own authority. So God is love. Humanism teaches sex is love. Now you know why in Disney they have the subliminal messages. Now you know why when you go to the communist agenda, if I get to it right quick here. It talks about, there it is, to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs, make pornography an art form, which will be widely accepted. And also, it talks about introducing your children to sex, of free sex. Now, that started in the 1960s. Oh, there it is. In May of 1919, in Dusseldorf, Germany, Allied forces obtained a copy of the Communist Rules for Revolution. And it was based, the Rules of Revolution, 1919, and they are controlling our schools, right? Humanism, communism, same thing. That's why I read you that at the very beginning. Well, number one was, quote, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, and make them superficial and destroy their ruggedness. Unquote. That's what they're doing. Exactly. Religion teaches that sex is a beautiful relationship between husband and wife who have become one flesh. But humanism teaches that sex is a physical animal, a physical animal need that must be gratified in any way that the person deems best. Did you know they have animal brothels in Scandinavia? We're getting there. The sovereignty of each nation is to govern itself. But humanism teaches one world system ruled by intellectual elite, the humanist. The Bible teaches there are absolute rights and wrongs, and therefore guilt and shame result when a person does something wrong, sin, according to that which is written, the law. Forgiveness or punishment relieves guilt and shame. That's where your repentance comes in. And certain absolute moral values that incest is wrong. Well, humanism teaches there are no absolute rights and wrongs. Therefore, no guilt and shame exist because no one can do anything wrong, sin. Wrong does not exist. Sin doesn't exist. Therefore, guilt and shame should not exist. There's no need for forgiveness and or punishment. You know, you have certain absolute moral values. Incest is wrong. Well, humanism teaches uncertain, immoral values. Incest is okay. Did you know in a school, Rosemont, and this is Wisconsin, Minnesota, but Rosemont High School had a joke played on the students, certain chosen students in the high school auditorium. They were blindfolded and put in a row along some bleachers, and then they were told that somebody's going to come in and kiss them, and then they're to describe who it is. Well, the joke was, it was their parents. And I got videos of it. And they did it. In one case, the son was rolling around on the floor with his mother with his hands on her butt. And everybody's laughing about it. It's funny. It's not funny. Nimrod, back in the day, after the flood, married his mother / became his wife. Incest. It's promoted. Rosemont. That was a ritual. Family is a ritual. And it was made, it's televised. I mean, it was, the video of it was sent nationwide. It was a ritual. Oh, they apologized for it and all that, but it didn't mean anything. The ritual was conducted anyway. Had several more of those cases. Then recently, in the past couple weeks, there's a mother-daughter incestual relationship that was promoted in the news. It's creeping up on us. Prostitution is wrong. In humanism, prostitution is okay. It's all coming around. Some things I tell people, they don't want to hear. I've always wondered, am I supposed to just be quiet and be the only one, just maybe a handful of people that's sounding off about this. When we turn away from God, He is going to turn away from us. Am I promoting trying to stop the tribulations? No. To maybe delay them. To maybe get somebody's attention that they're going to say, gosh, I don't think I'm born again. I better become born again. You see, that's the whole part of it. Is to show people how Satan are operating and stay away from those places. Stay away from those events. Stay away from that agenda that he's got. Who are you hearing a lot about today? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Right? Well, did you know this one named Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that she, based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions, stated that the federal government should lower the age of sexual consent to 12 years old and legalize prostitution. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, I quote, "Prostitution as a consensual act between adults is arguably within the zone of privacy protected by recent constitutional decisions." Unquote. There's your Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Christine Gibby, Clinton's appointee as AIDS czar, says America has a sex problem. Quote, "America needs to view human sexuality as essentially important and pleasurable thing. If we do not, we will continue to be repressed Victorian society that misrepresents information, denies sexuality early, denies homosexual sexuality, particularly in teens, leaves people abandoned with no place to go, and I can help just a little bit in my job as an AIDS czar, standing on the White House lawn, talking about sex with no lightning bolts falling on my head." Unquote. And I read to y'all yesterday about in North Carolina, in a couple of schools, they're promoting IUDs for their teenagers. Pediatricians urge IUDs or implants for teen girls in Chicago. Teen girls who have sex should use IUDs or hormonal implants, long-acting birth control methods that are effective, safe, and easy to use. The nation's most influential pediatricians group recommends. And you say that humanism is not there? Really? And you can trust doctors? Do tell. And certainly you can't when they're under the blood oath of Freemasonry. And Freemasons, this involves your daughters too. And you wonder why your house is cursed. Pray tell. Going back four generations. So, abortion on demand is wrong. Humanism teaches that abortion on demand is okay. I've got so many here of examples. I see it. I can't throw it all at one time. I only have 2 hours, and it's frustrating, actually, in a way. Oh, and then people don't want to hear it, and they run away, and you want to tell them, you want to shake them, you want to jump in the middle, jump up and down, do somersaults and cartwheels to try to get people to see this so they'll understand it, and they'll turn away from this. I had to turn away from it. I was heading down the wrong path. I'm not innocent. I've been that way, in my previous marriages. I'm not innocent, but I learned. I learned the hard way, but I learned. And now I'm trying to bring it out the best way I can so people would not make the same mistakes I made. You see? Because I know what it did to me and what I did to other people, being married and do what I did. And I'm not the only one. but nobody's talking about it, darn it. And you got to tell people, if you're in a minefield and you know it, you got to tell them you're in a minefield. Stop walking. Go back. Or try to find the mines before you continue on. You see, so you won't die and lose something, you understand? To get through a minefield and not tell other people is wrong. You know, it's the way I see it anyway. Maybe I'm, you know, over the edge on it, but I just don't think so. I'm trying to warn people about what you've done is not judging. You know, on a particular interview in the 1990s on a Limbaugh show, Dr. Elders, Joycelyn Elders, had an interesting slip of the tongue. See, God brings these things out sometimes. She said, an interview, she said, and I quote, "We've got to have contraception taught at the earliest levels of education," unquote. It's a humanist viewpoint has crept into our education system. Homosexuality or sodomy is wrong, but they believe homosexuality, sodomy is okay. See, all this is about demonic possession, by the way. The drugs enhances it. Lesbianism, sodomy is wrong. They believe that lesbianism, sodomy is okay. Sex outside the marriage, fornication, adultery, etc. is wrong. They say that sex outside the marriage, fornication, which is a word they've removed from the NIV Bibles, adultery is okay. There's a couple, two couples, Christian couples that evangelize. They swing. So they say, well, if we swing and we believe in God, we can lead other people to God by being like them. What? It's a reality show. Oh, yeah. They're swingers. They're Christian. Evangelist. They say masturbation's wrong. They say masturbation's okay. Public nudity's wrong. But they say public nudity's okay. Sensuality and sexual intercourse should be in private. They think sensuality and sexual intercourse can be in public. It's okay. I've heard reports from parents of teenagers in school where it was normal for teenagers to have sex in the hallways. In my day, in 1970s, you do something like that, man, you're going to have a daddy on your head so fast, they're going to take you down to a barn and staple you to the door back in the day. Lord of mercy, don't even think about it. Today, they've chipped away at the generations. Everything's okay now. Pornography's wrong. They believe that pornography is okay. Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, Fox TV. Pornography is okay. Well, Rupert Murdoch is a Knights of Malta member. Like General Boykin. Like Rick Warren. Joyner. Like many others who are Knights of Malta. Generals and admirals, what have you. Rupert Murdoch owns the copyright to the NIV Bible. Okay. Rupert Murdoch owns the copyright to the NIV Bible. I'll make sure you know that. But he also owns the copyright to Satan's Bible. That's fact. Zondervan Press. Now, do you think just maybe there's a conflict of interest in here? Possibly. Use of drugs is wrong. But humanists believe that use of drugs is okay. And they're working to change the narcotics laws. People knew that back in the 80s. Is it happening today? Is that a trick question? Bible says that suicide's wrong. But humanists believe that suicide's okay and is encouraged. Encouraged. And actually, child euthanasia, that's suicide, is being orchestrated in Oregon to make it legal. Belgium's already provided the model for legal children euthanasia, that those with disabilities can elect to kill themselves. But see, it won't stop there. Those that just are depressed, ADHD drugs, can go ahead and kill themselves. Those that use Ouija boards, drugs that are possessed, will cause suicides to happen, and you as parents will not be able to stop them if they want to kill themselves. Because international rights of the child will be passed, and you will go to prison if you try to stop the child from doing what they want to do. Family, this is happening. You understand this? This is not a theory. It's being passed now. Killing of old people and sick persons and euthanasia is wrong. But they say killing of old people and sick persons, euthanasia is okay, and it's encouraged, as in the health care bill. Jevorkian, they brought that up to get it implanted. The reason he was incarcerated and all the problems with him was to get or to table the idea of suicide. Death with dignity. To bring it to the table. Well, they used him. Masochism and sadism is wrong. But masochism and sadism is okay. Family, it just goes on and on. Karl Marx's own definition of humanism reads, quote, "Humanism is denial of God and the total reformation of man. Humanism is really nothing but Marxism." Karl Marx, Economic Politiki Philosophy, Volume 1, pages 38 to 40. And so Soviet society today is still in existence. It never died. Reagan lied. He is a Knights of Malta. He is also Illuminati Reagan. Soviet society, the communist society today, is the embodiment of the ideas of proletarian socialist humanism. It goes back to 1973. It stands today. Now, literally today. Got more for you tomorrow. We're at the end of the program. And tomorrow I'm going to cover about dictatorships that the humanists have been orchestrating, but they haven't panned out yet. We'll talk about some more of these issues tomorrow. Bible study tonight, 8 o'clock to 9. I was talking about demonic possessions, and this has got everything to do with the drugs that we talked about today. It's all connected together. The drugs open up portals, allowing the cutting, the tattoos, the belly rings, all that. Where the body has an abomination, God's going to let you know that. It's all supernatural. And everything that where we destroy the body, God will let you know there's a debt that you got to clear up. I thought Jesus paid that debt. He paid the death debt. He wants you to clear it up by acknowledging it and repenting of it. Yeah. And renouncing the behavior. And this is between you and God, and you and God alone. That's it. Well, family, we got to go. Let you all know we're played up, and also we run our regular our broadcast and Bible studies at High Point Network, High Point Radio, highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, in New York, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, at New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got sponsors up there, and go to his website, highpointradio.net, and find out what his sponsors are, and if you need their services, use them. And that's all that is. And you know, he'll help him. He's got three towers, but the thing for us is he plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. I got Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is watchmanforjesus. And we are got to go. And so, family, welcome those new ones and things I tell you. I told you, don't believe me what I say. challenge it on your own. But I'm telling you right now, you cannot trust those doctors from Harvard or anywhere else and their so-called journals and their scientific projects and all that. I don't care who it is, because they're under a blood oath to lie. And the idea is depopulation, not to help you, but to take down the population for the elite. That's a fact. You don't believe me? You better check it out, because that's what they're up to. And I'm trying to bring it to light, and hopefully they'll hear it, and they'll be convicted, and they'll renounce the blood oath and start telling the truth, and then they'll become whistleblowers. Of course, they'll receive the wrath of man and Satan, because they'll turn away from their blood oath. They'll turn away from that which has been rewarding them, and it will be a sacrifice there of lifestyle or job or whatever, but it's better to sacrifice that now than your soul in eternal hell. I can't put it no cleaner than that. No clearer. Y'all have a good night now. Know that Jesus Christ has already won. There's no comparison. There's no going back. It's all going forward, and it seems to be moving fast. Be ready for a change. I don't know about this financial reset, a major worldwide incident coming. I don't know when. But family, get right with God no matter what. Don't matter what it is. Don't make any difference. Get right with God through Jesus Christ. That time's getting here fast. They've already lost. Some of them don't even realize it yet. But you win through Jesus. His name's not Yeshua. His name is not Yahweh. His name is Jesus Christ. Name's Jehovah. And no, I don't go to Jehovah's Witness. I don't go to any church or religion. I go through Jesus Christ. That's it. And the only true book of God is the King James Bible. And there's not a theologian on this face of this earth will prove otherwise. They haven't in 400 years, and they ain't going to do it now. Except in disclosure. And that's called the falling away, and it's coming. And a lot of Christians are going to feel the heat. Now, y'all be good now. Do some study tonight. Do some praying. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4. If you don't join my Bible study tonight at 8, and I'll see y'all tomorrow at 4. Hit the ground running. Expose some more. Good night. God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.